Matamutu.
And welcome to the Matamu 2 podcast. Yes, we are back and we have a very interesting guest today. Hi, Fina.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So Fina and I have known each other for a very long time.
Yes.
It's more than 10 years now, isn't it?
More closer to 20.
Chesa chini fam. Chesa chini. You don't have to do us like that now.
I'm a realist. They must know. Nataka shika moo zangu.
Pole bas. Sasa tutakuja kama nini? Kama wale wa Masai. Tutakuja kama tumebend kichwa.
Hiyo nayo ni lana. No, that is a no.
So today in our episode, we are going to talk about a very interesting topic of food and first dates.
First
and many dates. We don't have to really stick to first dates, but like food and dating. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Food and dating.
It's very inextricable, the link between food and dates. You know, like I'll give an example of Saudi Soul's song, the song that made them really, really big, Lazizi, you know. In the song, he was taking her to Java, wakunywe kahawa, you know. So they're both linked, you know. Most of us, the first time you want to take somebody on a date, it's like, hey, can I take you for a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Me these days, I'm like, yo, can we go and eat something? Because this is like, I'm hungry. So if you're taking my time, feed me. Yes. Then I'm not always gets fed. But anyway. Back to our point. When I had this idea, I asked Fina if she was interested, and she's like, I have some stories.
Yeah, I have plenty of stories. Plenty of stories.
So let's start. What's a funny, should I call it, is it a first date story? Or am I just at one of the dates?
Since you were talking about food, I could talk about the first time I cooked for somebody I loved. Very much. No, in fact, no, let me not even start with that one. That one is heart wrenching. So there's this one particular character.
Yes.
That I don't know what to call him. Yeah? But in campus. Nice. No. Nizile, he was not my official boyfriend, but
Nizile, you don't know exactly what it is. It's just a thing, yeah.
He was not my official boyfriend, but he cheated on me.
Oh snap. Men's anyway, failing.
Sorry,
anyway.
Sorry. Anyway, it's campus. Things are happening. Mm. And so for some reason, every time I would cook for this person,
yes.
Chakula inaribika.
Like every single time.
Everything. He's like my kryptonite when it comes to the kitchen. And everybody knows I'm a kitchen person.
Yeah.
I mean, you should donja my chocolate fudge cake.
You really should.
I cook.
Yeah,
I
she
cook,
does
cook.
Well. She does well.
But with this person, by the way, when they were breaking up with me, for lack of a better word of expressing what that was, this nigga, and I know he's going to hear this, but this nigga said, it's okay, I don't want to pretend to like food anyway.
The shame.
The shame.
Hey, like in the audacity, eh?
Audacity. Ngoja naye mwenyewe ataka kunipikia siku moja. It's very romantic when men cook for women.
It is though. Men out there, I swear. Please cook for your women. Cook for your women or we will cook for them.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we will.
They will cook for us.
Anyway, back to your story.
Umesikia bwana Kefina, utapikiwa, usipopika utapikiwa.
Threats to liwacha, Fina. chill. Hold the threats back.
Okay.
Yes, so you were saying.
Reeling it in. Mm, yeah, so that was very interesting. So among the foods I destroyed, the basic ones, I undercooked and overcooked rice.
Okay, hold up.
At the same time. And burnt it.
You undercooked?
Undercooked.
Overcooked?
Overcooked. That means ilikuwa undercooked, it had the moyo. My mother likes to say moyo. Like when you bite the rice, it snaps.
Yes.
So that's undercooked.
Yes.
But when it's overcooked, it's like ugali.
The worst.
Right. And it was burnt.
Mm-hmm.
How do you achieve those three at the same time?
It's magic.
Yes. Another food I destroyed was uji.
I'm not going to say how. Okay, I get it. You can. Uji is actually really... Okay, porridge for all of those who do not speak Swahili. Porridge is hard. Porridge is porridge.
It's English.
It's hard. It's hard to get wrong, but it's also easy to get wrong. So that's true. Because as I said in a previous episode, when I was living with my mother, I would make porridge every single morning, and every single morning the result would be different.
Oh yeah.
Every single morning, this thing, can it decide if it wants to be good or not? Anyway, yes.
Well, the thing with that is always to have set proportions. I think that comes with age, I swear to you, there's a method to the madness, is what I'm trying to say.
I was using the same sufria, the same ladle to pick up the unga, the same method, the same cooker, the same time. But every single day, it would be a different product. And I was just like, what is this thing? What is this thing? It's madness. It is absolute madness. Doing the same thing, with the same everything, and getting different results.
That's also another definition of madness.
Yes. So, because you're expecting the same results,
exactly,
but you're getting a different one.
Exactly,
you're
getting a different result. Could it have maybe been the fire?
We are digressing. Let's go back to you.
Yes.
You spoiled the uji.
I spoiled the uji. And I also oversalted one time. So after all these mishaps, I told him, please bear in mind, this was at a time when I was broke. So I couldn't afford many spices.
Yes.
And I'm the spice queen.
Say that again.
I am the spice queen. Said it. You know? And so everything was very basic. Mm-hmm. All my cooking was very basic. Ninyanya vitungu na nini. You know? Mm-hmm. Campus life, what do you say? So one time to redeem myself, I invited him and said, you have to come to my house.
Yes.
And I'm going to prove to you that I can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold. I don't know what... Me, I think that was God's way of intervention. SMA.
Like, listen.
Listen, my child.
Listen, my
daughter.
Child.
Let go of this one.
This is not the one.
This is not the
but
one.
But then you're there like, no, but he makes me happy.
I know, he's so cute. Anyway, moving on swiftly. So that was a memorable one. Now... But food and love, I think, are very, very interconnected.
Especially
in the African context.
It is. As I was telling somebody earlier this day, and you're gonna listen out to these other episodes that I'm putting out this season to know where this came from. For a lot of African mothers, how they portray their love is through their cooking. And it would be an affront to them that you say their cooking is bad. Even if it is bad.
You never ever say the food is terrible.
Don't say it. Just be like, oh, it's so nice. I'm really enjoying
it. No. But that's also, I don't agree with that either.
Uh-huh.
You have to be diplomatic. You have to say...
Fair point.
Yeah, baby, ule waliwa last week. Uliweka nini? Ulikuwa tamu sana. Hii ya leo haijafika.
Now I need to learn that diplomatic language.
You have to have that diplomatic language. Yeah, sema, huyu mbuzi lazima alikuwa amekoma sana. Manake.
Mgumu.
You see, such things.
All of my non-Kiswahili speakers, please go look for Kiswahili person.
I am so sorry.
To translate that for you. I cannot translate because it's going to lose its flavor.
That is true. It does not make sense to
but
say.
But yeah, okay, no, I get with the diplomatic language. I get it. But still, some people need to be told the truth and others, you really can't break their hearts. Mothers especially, they're just, soft-hearted people, no?
They're not as soft-hearted as you think. I think if you knew how much mothers endure, those people are not soft-hearted. They're gangster.
They're gangster.
They really are. Because me, I promise you, knowing all the things, especially at my age now, knowing all the things that my mothers endured, I am not strong enough. Lakini hapo kwa food, it is a, what do you call it? A sore spot.
Yes,
like when you if you touch that that spot.
Yeah, yeah, it pains. It pains even more than anyone else.
Would. Very reactive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're talking about gangsters. It made me remember a date I went on, the first date.
Oh, do tell.
And we went, where did we go? We went to some fancy, Trattoria. Trattoria, man. Yo.
How do you went to Trattoria?
Listen. I really wanted to impress this babe. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take her to Trattoria. We are going to have a pizza. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have that. The famous, Nairobi people know this, the famous death by chocolate.
Oh.
Nairobi people. Hala, I know you understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, I save up this. I was in campus. Yeah, I was in campus, early days.
Ngoja, uko campus wapeleka watu Trattoria.
Listen.
Reverting, but every time I get outraged, I revert to Kiswahili, just like a Spanish woman would revert to Spanish. Like, what the hell?
No, listen. I was trying to impress.
In campus in Trattoria.
I was trying to impress, and I had a little bit of money because I was doing a little bit of work here. Uh-huh. So I was like, you know, and then I did not have responsibilities.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, there's money. Let's do something with it. Though even now, there's money. Let's do something with it. But that's beside the point. So I take this girl to Trattoria. We sit down. I order a really nice pizza because I knew which pizzas were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes, and it comes with a fork and knife, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she didn't know how to use them, right? And also that's why I chose pizza. So that, you know, it's a good halfway food. You can actually do it with a fork and knife, but then, you know, you can also just pick
No. I personally believe it is sacrilege to eat pizza with a knife and fork. How dare you?
You can't.
No. Ni kama kula sima na, in fact, hata sima afadhali. Eating ugali and with a fork and knife is kind of allowable. It's okay.
Because
ugali can be extra messy.
Yeah.
Justify pizza. How dare you?
But you can do it.
No.
But you can do it.
You can, but you shouldn't. You can do it. Just because you can do something does not mean you should do it. No. Mm-mm.
Lessons from our mother.
So back to the pizza with the knife and fork.
So I think she was a bit shell-shocked because this is like 2006, so Trattoria was still a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So she you know, tried to get up to the Trattoria standards, and first off started with a fork and knife in the wrong hand, and I was like, no, you don't need to. She's like, no, I want to, and it ended up really, you know,
diminishing.
Dulling, not really diminishing, but dulling the date a bit because it then started to feel like I'm trying to force her to do something she doesn't want to do. And then I was like, just use your hands. And I was like, no, I'm just like, ah. So it then taught me that pizza may be a good first date meal, but not in a fancy place.
Yeah.
Do it in a slightly more simple way. There will not be any pressure for fork and knife, you know, but then also because first dates tend to be more exploratory, you would want to do it in a more comfortable space.
Comfortable.
You know, going back to Sorisol and Lazizi, Java is always a very nice place because it's, you know, it's a bit loud, it's a bit raucous,
but it depends.
You can have a conversation. But then it's, you know, it's chill. It's not fine dining establishment with napkins on the table.
But it's, you know, Java is Trattoria to someone.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true. That is true. Levels.
Yeah,
so
levels.
Let me say it as your level of.
You can't take somebody. You can't judge.
Of course not.
You can't prejudge somebody's class. I think the best go-to for a first date is always to ask the person you're asking out where they want to go. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the simplest.
Yes. Say, pick a place and I'll take you. Now, there is the risk you run of me in uni who's always wanted to go to Trattoria and they're going to give me a knife and fork and I am going to start fumbling there. Speaking of fumbling, umenikumbusha.
Uh-huh.
Mm, there was a Ugandan gentleman.
Oh, no. Ugandan gentleman. There was a Ugandan gentleman.
Me, I'm telling you, this search for love, before I go to this Joseph character.
You have really passed through it, huh?
I've gone through it. Anyway.
There was a Ugandan gentleman.
There was a Ugandan gentleman. Mm-hmm. And this man, at the time, there wasn't fancy places in Kampala.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kampala, if you're listening, but there were no fancy places except, what's the big hotel? The one that, not the Hilton.
Serena.
I think it's Serena. Uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And so he took me for dinner there.
Aww.
Yes.
Aww.
That's how many Lipalekwa places.
Alert.
I was also taken to places of class.
Yeah, did not happen.
The food was horrible.
Oh, no.
That I ordered. And I'm sorry, Serena. But it was more of a personal taste bad.
Done, yeah.
Yeah, I ordered something that I think could have been done better.
Mm.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it was slippery.
Yikes.
And it was also a fork and knife situation.
Yikes.
And this gentleman also did a no-no of telling me who has used a fork and knife. We were required to use, don't think I went to a very bougie school, but we were required to use a fork and knife while eating at school.
Yes.
So I had been taught at school, at home,
mm-hmm.
from the age of around when I left my gangster life. That's from the age of about 12. 12 to and above, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been using fork and knife also. Hata nyumbani.
Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman sat there and told me, if you don't know how to use a knife and fork, you can leave it.
Leave the food or leave the knife and fork?
Leave the knife and fork. But unfortunately, the food I'm eating is
slippery.
It's slippery, it's soupy. It was basically a diss to me.
Yeah.
Till I ended up telling him, why don't you cut it yourself? show me how to do it.
I like that. I like that.
Teach me your ways. He did teach me, and unfortunately, he's got extra muscles, so the thing cut.
That's so terrible.
I know. Made me look bad.
So, tell me of a funny food-related date that you went on.
Funny food-related date?
Doesn't have to
me
be
all
the
my
first one.
All my date stories are tragic.
No, it's okay.
Anything.
It's okay.
Oh, no. I can tell you the sweetest thing I did.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'm just like the perfect. I'm goals.
Goals.
I'm girlfriend goals. Wife goals.
The real deal. The real deal.
Anyway, so I found out that my boyfriend's daughter had broken her arm.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And we had not reached the point where... We'd not reached the point where I could go see her.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. I could go say pole or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Or I could send like a really special, you know, gift or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I baked a cake.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes. I baked a compound cake.
Ooh.
No, at your compound. Wow, pound cake. Chocolate pound.
Oh,
a chocolate pound cake.
Sorry, boss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I baked a chocolate pound cake. Beautifully done. And then I decorated it like a death by chocolate kind of deal.
Yes.
On top. And I shipped it. From Mombasa?
Shipped.
I shipped the cake.
Yeah, I was here waiting for you to say that you went and took it.
No. But I can't go. I've not met the little girl, remember?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had to ship it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shipped the cake.
From Mombasa?
From Mombasa
mm-hmm.
to Nairobi.
Wow.
Nailifika.
Wow.
Because I also invented something called a cake drawer.
Okay. Please break that down for us.
So a cake drawer looks like a cake box, but it's made from wood.
Ooh.
Yes. And it literally works like a drawer. So you put the cake on top and then you put a sheath on top and it looks, and to remove it, you open the drawer.
Okay. That's so cool.
I know.
That is so cool.
And I had to go and lie to somebody. I was like, and the guy was like, oh, you want to send cake in this? Why don't you just buy them cake from where they are? And I told him, it will not have been made by these hands.
Yo.
Yeah.
Got it.
It has to be something I made.
Yeah, okay. So you shipped it in a invention of...
Of my own,
of
yes.
your own. Are yeah. you patenting it? Please do. Please do. Please do. Anyway, it got to Nairobi?
Yes, so it got to Nairobi. Mm-hmm. It was received well. Mm-hmm. They had cake for a good long while.
Yay!
Yes.
That's nice.
I think it was nice too.
It's good.
I'm happy I did that.
It's good to be that person.
Mm.
I think it's good, especially with food. Mm. In matters of the heart, it's good to be that person.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that was actually my last question. So mm-hmm. this is the point of the podcast. If you have anything you want to promote, please proceed to promote it.
Do I want to promote anything? I want to promote a healthy sex life.
Say it again and say it louder.
I want to promote a healthy sex life.
Guys, if you're there and you're not having a healthy one, please,
yes,
it's important.
Keep it healthy.
Please.
I'm here to promote spice.
Spices.
Don't bore your partner.
Please. And we don't mean don't act, you know, we're not only meaning put spices in your food, but you know, yes. bring in some.
Yeah, they got you. They got me.
Oh, they did.
They did. Okay. They're sharp.
Okay.
Mm.
And thank you, Fida, for coming on to the podcast. I hope you guys are really sharp because I will not be explaining everything for you.
You know. How can he just be undermining your intelligence
see
like
fair,
that?
See fair.
Shivali,
honestly.
Your fans are people like me.
I thank you all for always listening and taking part by commenting on our pages. Our pages are at Rumac everywhere. And the Matamu 2 podcast will be back. We don't know when, but it'll be back. And with quite a few very interesting guests. And I see Fina has something she wants to add again.
Yes. I'm holding you accountable, and I hope this goes on the record that you need to do a podcast with me on Pokomo foods because they're not very known. Oh, I am a Pokomo. Yes. They're not very known and they're very interesting.
They are really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm from, Opokomo are known as
Walamamba. But that's nothing. That's just tip of the iceberg.
The iceberg. Okay, yeah. I'm coming back to do that.
Yes.
I will, definitely. So you guys look out for that episode on Pokomo food. But in the meanwhile, thank you again all for listening and we shall see you. Oh, no, you shall hear me. You shall hear me soon.
Bye.